We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams, our top local story. On the same day the World Health Organization declares the outbreak of the new virus from China a global emergency, a quarantine order is issued for one of the Americans flown into Riverside County on an evacuation flight from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. It was issued because he tried to get away.
An individual from the flight from Wuhan, China, did attempt to leave the March Air Reserve base.
County spokeswoman Brooke Federico.
Our Riverside County Public Health Officer, Dr. Cameron Kaiser, did issue a quarantine order that would require the individual to stay for the entire incubation period or until otherwise cleared.
The other 200 or so passengers who arrived on Wednesday remain at the base under voluntary isolation. A CDC deputy director says after a three-day evaluation period, passengers will have the option to go home. Local public health officials will continue to monitor them for the remainder of the virus's two-week incubation period. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An upscale resort in Rancho Palos Verde is facing a false advertising lawsuit over its claims of being an environmental champion.
The plaintiff in the case, Diana Kennard, alleges Terranea Resort hired a trapping company to remove 70 raccoons, 25 possums, 7 skunks, 2 squirrels, and a cat since 2015. Her lawyer is Alan Kang.
We're trying to find out what happened to these animals. Were they euthanized? Were they illegally relocated? What is going on right now? We don't know exactly what they're doing with these animals.
In a statement to KNX, the resort said in part, Terranea Resort has been nationally recognized and awarded for its commitment to the environment, and it's dedicated to protecting the natural surroundings, minimizing its environmental footprint, and improving wildlife habitats. Chris Seedens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Firefighters who rescued a man from a ledge at the Barrington Plaza high-rise apartment building are telling their story of saving the man's life as he clung to a ledge that is less than 2 inches wide.
Two men from Engine 92, apparatus operator David Gastelum and his partner Garrett Bocara, got that man off the ledge of the 7th floor of the building as flames are pouring out of the window. Gastelum said they maneuvered their fire truck to get close enough to extend a 100-foot ladder to save the man.
He drove down the sidewalk. We could see and have eye contact with the person in the window, stuck in the window.
Bocara says he got to the very end of the ladder, was focused on reaching the man when the victim made a decision to move.
He felt comfortable enough to start lowering himself down within about a foot of our first top rung. I was able to secure his waist and lower him down onto the aerial.
While they were together on the end of the ladder, the victim told Bacara he was concerned about his girlfriend and appeared relieved when he saw her safe on the ground. That man is still in critical condition at UCLA Medical Center. At the Barrington Plaza high-rise, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And you can see video of the man hanging on to that ledge and video of his rescue by going to our website, knx1070.com.
Some residents of the high-rise, they're afraid to go back. The building's an older structure, which is notched required to have fire sprinkler systems. LA City Councilman Mike Bonin's planning to introduce a proposal that would change that. It would require that 55 buildings built between 1943 and 1974 install sprinklers. But the Apartment Association spokesman Dan Uchelson says in an era of rent control, that may not be doable.
In order to get these sprinkler systems installed, need to come up with some kind of cheap financing, some kind of subsidies, or they need to allow these owners to be able to pass through 100% of these costs, because people are not going to be able to afford to come out of pocket when they're living in price controls and all the regulations that the city of Los Angeles requires.
He says the end result would be a tight rental market that's even tighter.
The Lakers will take on Portland tomorrow night at Staples Center in their first game since Kobe Bryant's death in that helicopter crash. There will be a tribute before the game honoring Bryant, but there aren't many details about that just yet. Lakers coach Frank Vogel was asked if the players are anxious to play again as a therapeutic way to cope with what happened.
I'm certain that it's there. you know, but it's not something that, you know, we've talked about or anything like that. You know, we know it's going to be a tough game emotionally, but, you know, I think we're all looking forward to getting back out there.
Lakers owner Jeannie Buss wrote about Kobe Bryant on social media. "My father loved you like a son, which makes us family," she writes. She also wrote, "The Lakers family mourns the death of the eight others who were on board the helicopter on Sunday."
There will be a vigil for Alyssa Altobelli this afternoon, Mariners Park in Newport Beach. People will gather at 5 to remember the 13-year-old who was killed in the crash. It also took the lives of her mother and father. Altobelli was a teammate of Kobe Bryant's daughter at Mamba Sports Academy. Attendees asked to wear green and yellow, the team's colors.
A new report says trade with China has cost California lots of jobs this century. The Economic Policy Institute says 654,000 jobs since 2001 have vanished in the state. Economic Policy Institute senior economist Rob Scott tells KNX the biggest problem is that many of those jobs are being replaced with service jobs that don't pay much.
Most of the decline was in manufacturing, and jobs in those industries pay 30% more than the jobs we've created in services. And all of the jobs created since the Great Recession have been in services, especially for workers without a college degree.
The congressional district covering Downey, East L.A., Commerce, and part of South L.A. was among the districts that lost the most jobs. Scott says weakening the dollar by 25% to 30% would help the country deal with the trade deficit with China and give companies more incentive to keep many jobs here in the U.S.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.